Previously on Ballyglisseen.
The old school wall was just standing there, all grey and ugly. An eyesore. And my mural can be seen the whole way in that road now.
I urge you all to go and have a look at it this very evening. It's a disgrace! Obscene!
Phone the guards and an ambulance too, I suppose.
Is it Galbraith? Is he alright?
No, he's... he's dead, Gráinne.
Episode 2.
Well, I must say, this is all very exciting for me. A murder. A real murder case. I can't believe it. I simply can't believe it. This is why I joined the Gardaí in the first place. To solve murders.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Oh, before I forget, Mrs. Galbraith, I must say, I'm very sorry for your loss. Your husband, I mean.
Thank you, Detective Hart. I knew what you meant. Yes, it's all very tragic.
But, as they say, there is no cloud without a silver lining. Am I right? You know, when I was a wee girl, all I wanted to do was solve a murder. I thought there'd be murders left, right and centre when I grew up. That's what comes of watching too much murder, she wrote. Real life isn't like that. It's very sad to see a wee girl become a woman and see all her dreams shattered. But at least today, I finally have a chance.
Well, Detective Hart, as I said, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Under the circumstances. Right. Well, I suppose I better get started. With the line of questioning, I mean. It's how they do it on the television. First question. Tell me, Mrs. Galbraith, did you do it yourself?
No. No. I did not kill my husband.
To be honest with you, I figured as much. But wouldn't that be something else? Imagine, my first day on the case, my first question, and I go and solve the whole thing. Wouldn't that be a turn up for the books? Oh, everybody down at the station would be very impressed. Still, I wouldn't want it to be too easy. You never know. There might be the makings of a mini-series in this yet. Oh, do you ever watch them Sunday night mystery shows on RTE? They're very good, you know. Not very realistic, of course, but, you know, very good in a daft way.
No, I think I must have missed those.
Ah, of course, busy woman like yourself. You wouldn't have time for much, but the dealing's a big business, I imagine.
Well, I'm not actually working myself at the moment. I haven't been in the workplace for a few years now, except as a teacher in the local secondary school.
But you still have a great interest in business, am I right? I was looking around your lovely sitting room and I couldn't help but notice all the lovely books on the shelves there. But there's so many business ones.
Well, my husband was a reader too.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. I was admiring your lovely soft-soled shoes there and noticing how this lush carpet in front of your chair isn't flattened at all. The chair right beside the bookcase, that is. I'm guessing that that's your usual chair. You know how we're all creatures of habit. You made a beeline for it as soon as we came into the sitting room, and that's what made me think that it's your usual chair. And on the other hand, the other chair over there, the carpet in front of that chair is all flattened down, like a man and his big shoes might do, if he was sitting there regularly. And beside that chair, I can see a newspaper and a TV remote. It definitely makes me think your husband sat over there. And beside your chair, just to the side there, I see a big book with a bookmark. A book on business law, I think it says.
That's impressive. You have a good eye for detail, Detective Hart.
Well, sometimes. Sure, I'm probably wrong in most of my wee guesses.
No. You were certainly right on the money this time. James did sit there whenever he was home, either watching the horse races or making notes in the margins of the paper about the horse races. That was his weakness.
Oh, excuse me. And yourself?
Well, yes, I suppose I have been eager to get back into the world of business. I just didn't want to announce it. The supermarket in the village was originally mine, you see. Originally in my family, I mean. Before James decided to go the franchise route. Let them call the shots. I stayed at home raising our son and daughter. They're both grown up now and moved away. In those early years, I ran two businesses from here, from home, successfully. And, as I say, I taught business studies at the nearby secondary school for a few years after that. But, honestly, I want to be back in the daily grind. I grew up in that environment, and I want to get back to it. You talked about being a little girl watching that TV show of yours? Well, when I was a little girl, I was always on the shop floor, in the supermarket, watching the people come and go. Oh, I loved it. I loved the idea that all the people from all the houses all around came to us for their stuff, for their tea, their milk, their bread. I thought what we did was important. James, he never quite saw it that way. But I did. I do. And I've been hoping to get back to it. Planning to, in fact.
And that's where you were, at a business conference. I understand your plan was to be away from home, from the village, for the entire weekend. Is that right?
Yes, Detective Hart. That's correct.
That's what the first guard on the scene told me. Or vanguard, as they used to be called. Honestly, I don't know what to call them anymore. I'm not up on all this terminology. So, you were away for the weekend, but you came back for some reason.
Yes. Well, someone murdered my husband, so...
Ah, yes. That would explain it. I was told, however, that it was hard to reach you.
Yes, well, I was at the business conference on Friday evening, and my phone was turned off while I was in the audience for a talk. I understand they were trying to reach me.
Oh, yes, yes. Now that makes sense. Phone turned off. I'm just writing that down in my wee notebook. You never know when that'll be important.
She's trying to hook a rich man. She's insincere.
Look, I won't get to you tomorrow like I thought I would. I'm sorry about that, Lorraine. I know. And I am sorry. I'm just backed up for a few days. Bear with me. I will get to you.
Don't worry about that.
All right.
Hey.
Grania, didn't hear you come in. How's Mum?
Mum's fine. More to the point, how are you?
Me? Grand.
Well, did I just hear you cancelling work for tomorrow?
I don't know, sis. I don't know what you heard. Depends how long you were eavesdropping on me, doesn't it?
Smart arse, you know what I mean.
Yes, I'm not going to work tomorrow. Look, before you say anything, I'm fine, really. Just taking a day or two for myself. I shouldn't have gone to work on Friday night. My mind just wasn't in the job. And that's a stupid thing to do when you work with electricity. That's dangerous.
I rang you? Friday night?
I know. Sorry. Phone was off. I left it in the van. I usually keep it off at work to avoid distractions. Anyway, I'm here now. And I'll be here all week.
All week?
No, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Garage might want to chat to me again. I was the first one over there. First one to see him and everything. There's a detective who'll want to talk to me, I'm told.
You're still white in the face, Daniel. You have been white as a sheet since Friday. Did you even sleep?
Yeah.
Liar! I heard you up last night, watching something.
Oh, I forgot what it was like growing up with you. If you weren't eavesdropping, you were spying.
I was not!
Anyway, you're right. I couldn't sleep. Happy. I just keep seeing him. I really got a shock. Bad choice of words, you know what I mean. I did get a fright, I guess. I just didn't expect...
Expect what?
I didn't expect that he'd be dead. Literally, the last thing in the world I thought I'd be staring down at on a Friday evening. A dead man lying at his own front door. Poor guy.
You didn't even like him.
Well, that's not the point, is it? Nobody around here liked Jimmy Galbraith. He was an awful neighbour, and by all accounts an awful boss, down at the supermarket. But he didn't deserve to go that way. He was electrocuted. And that's the part of it. I mean, that's what I do. That's what I work with, electricity. That could be me.
Oh, Daniel.
No, I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm just saying it happens. Not to me. Not ever to me. I'm careful, I promise. I know a guy it happened to years ago. It wasn't his fault. It just happened. Wrong time, wrong place. And now Galbraith, I mean, someone did that to him. Deliberately.
You can't be sure.
Oh, I'm sure. I know enough. That wouldn't happen, no way, unless someone had set something up inside the door. Had to be deliberate. That's what the guards were saying that evening. That's why this detective wants to talk to me.
What do you mean?
Look, never mind. How's Mam?
Now, Mrs. Galbraith, tell me...
Please, Detective Hart, call me Angela. I'd prefer it.
Of course, Angela. And, you're very welcome to call me Sinead.
Oh, certainly. Sinead, you were about to ask a question?
Oh, yes indeed. You and James, the deceased, were married over 20 years. Is that correct?
Correct. Almost 25. In a couple more years.
Happy marriage?
Well, as happy as any marriage is after 20 plus years.
Oh, I know what you mean. I've been with Fergal, my own husband, almost that long. And now I love him for sure. But sometimes I look at him first thing in the morning, scratching his behind while walking down the stairs in front of me. And I think how easy it would be to just, you know, give him a push.
Yes.
Or when he's lying beside me snoring and I can't get to sleep. I do think how easy it would be to take a pillow and...
Sinead, is this your sly way of asking me if there was any tension in my marriage?
Oh, no. Sly? Me? Oh, no. I'm not that clever at all.
Really, Sinead? I'm sure you're every bit as clever as you appear to be. But in any case, no. There was no real tension in my marriage. Tension implies passion and feeling, I think, and there was none of that either. If I'm honest, it was very much a business arrangement. And not a bad one. Not a bad marriage. Just a practical one, if that makes sense. I hope you don't think bad of me for saying that. Don't think there was no room for sentiment. Because there was. Even business partners can grow very fond of one another.
You mentioned having two children.
Correct.
Very fond of one another indeed, so...
Good point. Yes, there were good times. Great times. Undoubtedly. Speaking of my children, when exactly do we get my husband's body back? When exactly can we have his funeral?
Well, that would be far above my pay grade. I don't make those decisions. Those CSI lab boys have to do their thing first. You know how it is. Look, I'm sure you'll have your husband back before the end of the week, and someone will let you know. I am sorry about the delay.
But the details of the death, the murder, are known now, aren't they?
Well, yes. Well, we know that someone rigged up an elaborate trap for James for when he came home on Friday afternoon, at the front door. Something simple but effective. You see, the door handle was electrified. He died as soon as he touched it. And then the person responsible, the killer, removed the wires from the inside of the door and probably exited unseen through the back door of the house. And that much we are sure of at this stage.
I see.
And knowing what we know means, well, we know you couldn't have done it, Angela. Well, you were seen by several people in Donegal Town on Friday evening, while the culprit, the person responsible, was standing in your hallway.
That's an uncomfortable thought, but I take your meaning.
I think I'll have that mug of tea now.
What?
Well, you offered me tea when I came in, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
Well, Sinead, you are certainly welcome to tea if you want it.
This is so like me. I'm sorry. Someone else must have offered me tea before I came here. Where was I earlier? Did I have tea?
I really have no idea.
God, I was at someone's house, I know that. Fergal will laugh when I tell him this.
Sounds like you two have fun together, you and Fergal.
Ara, well, he's not the worst. You should see his brother. Excuse me. You sound a bit wistful when you say that, Angela.
I don't think we ever had that. You know, fun. I mean, we had lots of other things, good things, but James wasn't much fun. He was more of, as I said before, a reliable business partner. Anything else we used to have had sort of faded away with time. He texts me, you know, just before he died. At least, I assume it was just before he died from the time on it. I didn't see it when it arrived, needless to say, because my phone was off. Here it is. Did you take the dog for a walk? That's it. Right there. 2 decades of marriage all wrapped up in one sentence.
He didn't know you were away for the weekend.
Oh, he knew I'd be away. Or he should have known. I certainly mentioned it more than once. Obviously, by the time Friday came around, he totally forgot I was going to be away. Which was so like him. He would have driven up, saw no dog, no car, and thought I was away to the woods or the beach. Oh, it's peculiar. I should be thinking about the life I'm now going to have without James. But instead, I lay awake last night thinking about the last text message from him. Wishing it was about something else. Anything else.
You mentioned a mug of tea.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, Sinead. Come with me. Come into the kitchen.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. I don't mind telling you, nothing beats a bit of tea and toast. Did you mention toast? I'm partial to toast too, if you don't mind. Dry toast.
Look, never mind. How's Mam? I mean, I meant to get out today, but...
She's fine. Oh, that awful Miss McGowan woman phoned while I was there.
What did she want?
She wanted to talk about that mural. I think she's phoning everyone. Oh, awful woman.
The mural? What mural?
Daniel, how can you live in this village and not know anything that's going on in it?
Grania, I know what's going on in the village. I just don't know about any mural.
Right. Did you see that young fellow up at the old school every morning?
No.
Painting. Painting the big wall. How can you miss him?
So, he's just a painter?
No. He's doing a painting, like artwork, like some big war scene or something.
Why?
I don't know, do I? But whatever the reason, he's doing it anyway.
And what did Miss McGowan want?
Oh, she wants it painted over, I think. She was telling Mum that it's obscene.
Obscene?
Yeah, apparently there's naked men all over it. Somewhere. Anyway, Mum can't wait to see it now.
See? Hello? This is such a stupid place sometimes. Imagine getting all worked up over something so daft.
It's not daft. Well, yes, this is daft, but it's not always daft. Some things about village life are lovely and important.
You only say that because you live far away and only visit, what, 4 times a year? To you it's cute. To me it's a pain. Any other news with Mam?
We were talking about that Brennan man.
Who?
The horse man.
Who?
The old man who lives beside her, the one who was broken into.
Oh, him. Is he all right?
Well, she says he's fine.
He didn't ever have a horse, did he?
He did.
What is it with girls and horses?
He had a racehorse. They race it somewhere every Sunday up near Buncrana, I think.
That never happened, Grania.
Oh, you are such a nuisance, Daniel. It totally happened. I remember the horse. I loved that horse. I wanted one, but Daddy said no.
I'd have loved to have been there for that conversation.
You were. Well, you probably were. I don't know. Anyways, I got no horse. Scarred for life. Had to make do. Cover up the scars and try to get on with it.
Oh, you're an inspiration to us all, Grania.
Thank you.
Now tell Mam I'll get out to see her tomorrow.
Well, tell her yourself. You have a phone.
I don't like talking on the phone.
Well, send her a message.
She doesn't like reading text messages.
Oh, you two are well matched. Right. I'll tell her that you, her darling son, will be out to see her tomorrow at some indeterminate time. How's that?
Perfect. Thanks.
I'm going to stick around here another week too.
What? Why?
Oh, just with everything that's happening, with you and all.
I'm fine.
I know, you said you're fine, I get it. Anyway, it's done. I already called Carol at work. They don't need me back until the 25th. So you're stuck with me. Ah.
Well, that's okay. You're not the worst company.
Oh, I think that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Daniel, we do need to talk about Mum. Properly. She's lonely. You know that ever since, you know, Mr. Hardy died.
Oh, not this again. No, I said no. I mean no, not again. Not after Mr. Hardy. She's not getting another dog.
Oh, but Daniel...
No. Right. I'm away. I'm going for a drive. I'll go over to Claire's. I might stay over tonight.
Hey, Hannah.
Liam, you've heard about Jimmy?
Yeah, I've heard. I'm not off the grid anymore. I came in to check on you.
Me? I'm fine. In shock like everyone else, I suppose. But fine. What about you? You actually liked him.
I don't even know what to say. It's crazy. They say Jimmy was murdered.
Seems so. Daddy was telling me that.
How is Peter?
He's not taking it well at all. He's not at work today. He's at home. I should be there with him, I suppose. He's soft, you know. Takes things to heart. I think this whole thing reminds him of Donal.
Donal? Your brother?
Yeah. Donal was electrocuted at work that time.
What? When?
3 years back. Don't you remember this?
No. 3 years. That was when I was...
Oh, right, yeah. Well, Donal had an accident at work down the country.
Is he all right? I don't believe this. I never heard. And I'm so sorry.
No, he's fine. I mean, he's okay now. But, yeah, it was a work accident. Electricity. He was laid up for months and couldn't move. When it happened, we thought, you know, he was...
I had no idea.
Well, you were off the grid, as you say, weren't you? In Letterkenny.
Lost in Letterkenny. Yeah, Hannah. I'm so sorry. Your brother's a great fella. Top footballer. He's okay, though.
He's okay now, yeah. But it was a long, expensive road back. Nearly broke Dad. It being just the three of us and all. I don't know how he did it. Found the money. Coped. He's not strong.
And I missed all of this. That's what comes of being an idiot.
Look, Liam, that nonsense, it's all behind you now, right? You've turned it around. Better times ahead. You were just saying that very thing on Friday, just before...
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You're about the only one in Ballyglassane who actually liked Jimmy Galbraith. It's a long list of suspects, I bet. But you're not on it.
You're hardly on it. The suspect list, I mean.
Well, no. Not really, I suppose. But still, we didn't get on, him and me. He was always yelling at me about something or other.
The aliens.
No, other stuff. But listen, Liam Kelly, don't laugh about the influence of extraterrestrials. Go online. Do your own research. It's out there. It's real.
I'm just nodding and smiling here. I'm saying nothing.
Well, whatever. Galbraith didn't want me chatting about this at work. But there was other stuff too. I mean, it's not right to speak ill of the dead and all that. Plus, he's hardly cold. But he wasn't a good manager, a good boss. This place is going under. Apparently, it's not making money the way it used to.
The supermarket might close.
I don't know, maybe. I hear things. Dad says not to worry, but I saw an email this one time.
Saw an email? How did you happen to see this email?
Yeah, well, I was doing my own research, wasn't I? Anyway, Galbraith wasn't a good manager, and he fought with people. Dad and him were always yelling about something in there. I don't know.
It's not enough to want to kill him, though, is it?
No, but there were other things. I mean, he's supposed to have gotten some girl pregnant.
What?
Years ago. Someone who worked in here. At least that's what I heard. Some young one. She left to have his baby, never came back.
Is that real? Like, I mean, people will say stuff like that. Especially in a small village like Ballyglassane. You know what they're like. Can you imagine what they're saying about me? After what I did?
Mary, it's good to hear your voice.
Oh,
yes, it's a sad day for our little village. Poor Mr. Galbraith. Such a sad end. I agree. I'm sure some would say he had it coming. Well, in his way, but you know me, I'm not one to point fingers. No matter what I know or may have heard over the years, it did not affect my opinion of the man. In his own way, he wanted what was best for our little community. I have no doubt of that. He meant well. And, yes, as many have said, he was at times misguided, but sure, that's not for me to say. And certainly not at a time like this when the poor man lies in a coffin somewhere, awaiting burial. His poor family grieves for their loss. Still, It would be foolish of me now to stand back and watch this other catastrophe occur. That, Mary, my dear friend, is why I'm giving you a quick call this afternoon. I just wanted to have a word. Now, you all know me. I'm not one to criticise for the sake of it. Rather, I give everyone their fair chance. Yes, I did sometimes butt heads with the now deceased Mr. Galbraith. And I'm sure it wasn't always his fault. Though most people seem to think it was. Well, that's certainly the case with this mural he forced us into having painted on the old school wall. I had misgivings about this outlandish idea from the very start. And at the meeting the committee had on Friday evening, it's becoming clear to me that everyone else has come around to seeing things the same way. Of course, Mary, I understand. And I agree. It does seem like bad taste to bring it up now. I completely understand. I just wanted to let you know the lay of the land, as it were. See, you weren't there on Friday, which is fine. I don't begrudge anyone their free time. I don't expect everyone to put the village first. In fact, I wish I didn't constantly put the well-being of my neighbours above everything else. I wish I could be a bit more selfish. I'm just calling to let you know what everyone's saying. Yes, we are all sorry Mr. Galbraith has passed away. And in such scandalous circumstances. I'm sure the truth will out in the end. But in the meantime, we have to deal with the situation the late Mr. Galbraith has created for us. Namely, the eyesore that young Liam Kelly has painted on our school wall. Yes, Mary. Eyesore, Mary. Have you seen it? People are talking. All week. Our friends and neighbours have been stopping me in the street. You're out in the country. You don't know what's been happening, Mary. That's the only reason I'm calling you. I owe it to you to keep you up to date. That's all. Our friends and neighbours are angry. I remember Liam's father, Sonny. You do too. We all do. A lovely man. That young hooligan broke his heart, and we all saw it unfold from the sidelines. His antics killed the old man stone dead. Dead before his time. He is not the young man who should be representing our community with his so-called artwork. Have you seen it? Really looked at it? The people stopping me in the street all week are angry and upset. It's false, Mary! Pure and simple. First degree obscenity, and the village will not stand for it. I'm being asked to step forward. That's the only reason I'm phoning you this afternoon, to let you know what's happening, to urge you to look closely at the school wall when you're coming into the village. The community wants this thing painted over. And frankly, I agree with what everyone's saying.
Hello, Elsie. Mr. Harris told me you phoned him from the station. Did you have a nice honeymoon?
Very nice, thank you.
It's must be lovely at this time of the year.
Oh, yes, you're back.
Yeah.
How's Claire?
She's grand. Sorry about earlier. I shouldn't have stormed off.
Did Claire tell you to come back and say that?
Yeah, more or less. Look, Grania, I get it. I do. I'm not stupid. Mama's lonely out there, and that dog was company and all. I love that dog.
I know.
But he's gone. The dog is gone. She let him get out in the road and he got run over.
I know.
You know because I text you. That's how you know. I was the one who had to deal with it, Grania. I'm the one who lives here.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm the one who had to take the dog in off the road and bury him and sit with Mam that evening while she cried her eyes out and tell her it wasn't her fault, even though we both knew, deep down, that it was her fault.
Are you angry at me because I live in Galway?
I'm just saying you weren't here that evening. You're not here most of the year. To you, getting another dog is a simple thing. That's another text message if it all goes wrong. But if we get her another dog, it will get out and get run over.
No, it won't.
It will get out and get killed. And I'm not putting Mam through that again, or myself for that matter. I'm just not doing it, Grania.
Daniel, it won't get killed. It was an accident, a one-time thing.
She's getting forgetful.
No, she's not. She's grand. You are seeing things that aren't there.
And you're loving on the past.
No, I'm not. Mum's grand. She is well able to look after herself and a dog.
Grania.
You were always a worrier. Even when you were younger, you'd go all quiet and you'd be so away in your own head expecting the worst. It's so you. This is so you.
I don't want to fight about this.
Well, I don't either. I really don't. But listen to me. I know Mum. She's not falling apart like you seem to think she is. She's lonely, that's all. She lives alone. She has too much time on her hands and she worries. That's where you got it, I suppose. The worrying. What does Claire think?
About the dog?
Yeah.
She says we should get one.
And you think Claire's wrong too?
I think if we get Mum another dog, it'll die in the road. That's what I think, Grania.
No social media at all, Brian?
No, Fiona. None of it. Never appealed to me.
That's remarkable. We live in an age when it seems like everyone is on some social media thing or other. If not for pleasure, then for business. I know a guy who uses it for work. He's an electrician. Puts all sorts of DIY tips and things like that on his socials. Actually, now that I think of it, there's two of them.
Hmm?
Two electricians, actually. Not far from where I work. And they both do the same thing, believe it or not. One of them is very successful at it too. Has a gimmick. Gets thousands of views. The other guy, well, he doesn't get many views, I don't think. But he keeps on trying. Because that's how we promote our businesses now. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about the news? Do you follow that? I feel like everybody gets their news these days from social media. Where do you get your news?
Radio. I mean, I'm in my car mostly. When you think about it, driving from client to client, radio keeps me company. Keeps me up to date.
Oh yeah, I never thought of that. You work from your car. My boss died on Friday. Suddenly.
Oh my God, Fiona, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, it's a big deal. They're saying it was foul play.
What? Seriously?
Yeah. Seems to be. There's going to be a murder investigation, I'm told. Everyone at work is in shock, as you can imagine. Everyone in the village, actually. Nobody can believe it. I probably shouldn't have come tonight, but I just wanted to get away from it. For one night anyways. And I hadn't been to Killybegs for months. It was too tempting an invitation to pass up. So Brian, thanks for that. Cheers.
Cheers.
I can get back to dealing with all that grim stuff tomorrow, in some fashion. If I was at home tonight, my husband, David is his name, would be talking about nothing else. I'm not ready for that yet. And I enjoyed our evening out in Buncrana on Friday. It was nice to catch up, after all these years.
Me too. I enjoyed it. A lot. I've thought about you over the years. Often.
Really? Aw, I hope not. That's a lot of time and energy to spend on a short summer from 20 years ago. But it is nice to catch up, Brian. Really nice. Chat about dreams that never came to pass. Things that will never be. I wanted to travel. Now I'm an accountant. You were going to climb Mount Everest. Now you sell toilet paper.
You don't think you'll ever go travelling?
No. I can't imagine it.
We could run away together.
Sorry. I shouldn't laugh. That's a nice gesture, Brian.
Fiona, it's more than a gesture.
It's a nice gesture. That's all. But this is all the escape I need. Tonight. One more night away from Ballyglassane.
Oh, I'm stuffed. I don't think I can finish.
It's very good, isn't it?
Lovely.
You going to keep room for dessert?
Always.
I know it's getting late, but I felt it was important to give you a wee call. You see, you weren't there, Pascal, and I understand that. Not everybody puts the community first. But you know me. I don't begrudge anyone doing what they feel is most important. But I was there at the meeting because it's our community that's most important to me, Pascal. And because I was there, I heard how our friends and neighbours are feeling. That's the only reason I'm phoning you tonight. The only reason. to make you understand. See, tempers are flaring, I can tell you. I never seen Patsy so fired up. Patsy, can you imagine? Well, he must have spoken for 10 or 15 minutes. I couldn't believe it. And everybody else who stood up said the same thing. Jimmy, God, may he rest in peace and be forgiven for his many sins. He was misguided. That Kelly brat is completely the wrong person to represent our wee town. People haven't forgotten, Pascal. Nobody in Ballyglisane has forgotten what Liam Kelly did.
Ballyglisane, written by Michael Leddy. Co-produced for Highland Radio by Joe Dex and Michael Leddy. Starring
Orla Carlin as Angela Galbraith,
Avin Diver as Hannah,
Andrea Emmett as Fiona,
Elaine Gillespie as Detective Sinead Hart, Laura Gleason as Grania,
Martin Hassan as Daniel,
Maria Tennessee as Miss McGowan,
Aidan O'Sullivan as Brian,
Gilbert Young as Liam Kelly,